Well, the U.S. Venceremos Brigade, a brigade of solidarity with Cuba, is this year marking its 50th anniversary, created in the United States back in 1969. The first international brigade of solidarity with the Cuban Revolution. Over these past decades, it has brought thousands of U.S. citizens to Cuba in defiance of Washington's policy of blockade against its neighboring Caribbean state. During their stay here, the U.S. Brigadistas develop a broad agenda of activities that includes tours of several Cuban provinces and places of interest, meetings with political, community leaders, students, youth, and workers. This year's contingent is the largest and most diverse brigade in recent years, bringing in 164 solidarity activists representing 15 U.S. states and territories and spanning in age of the Brigadistas from 14 years to 86 years old. We spoke with two young U.S. Caravanistas, for whom it is their first time here in Cuba with the brigade and here at all in Cuba, and here's our interview with those Brigadistas.
My name is Elle, and I'm from California, but I live in Chicago.
Why here and why now? Why did you join the brigade this year?
This was the first year I learned about the brigade. And when I learned about them, I looked into their stance, their perspectives on the policies between the U.S. and Cuba and the work that they were doing and coming to Cuba. And I thought it was very intentional and it aligned with my own values. And I always wanted to visit Cuba because you know the history of Cuba. It's a socialist country and it's very different from how things operate in the United States. And I wanted to see what that looks like in real life. And so that's why I always wanted to come to Cuba. And then when I learned about this brigade, it seemed like they just really aligned with my own morals and my own values and my own reasoning of coming. So it seemed like a great opportunity to come.
So what have you learned?
What have I learned so far? It's been good. So honestly, today is my third day. I haven't been here as long as everybody else. But in my time here, I've learned about the farm. We went to a farm and we learned about how 80% of the food that is here in Cuba is made here in Cuba. We learned about the system to keep the food organic and healthy. We also took a trip to one of the biotech companies and they taught us about their work that they do as far as creating vaccines and creating medicines that help people and creating cures to things and that how they've helped people around the world with those with the different vaccines. Yeah, so those are some of the things I've learned so far and learned that, of course, here in Cuba, everybody has access to healthcare. There's no prioritizing care based on where you live or anything like that. And so that was great to learn about. It's definitely not like that in the States. It's hard for people to get access to any kind of healthcare if you don't have money. So that's one thing that I learned and appreciate about the country as well.
So what's next once you're back in the United States?
Once I go back to the United States, I think I will try to continue to learn more about how to engage my community and fighting against the negative policies that the U.S. tries to implement, trying to do more community organizing and try to connect with more folks who are doing work like that.
How old are you?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 next month.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Julia Bernal, and I'm from the indigenous nation of Sandia Pueblo in New Mexico, within the States.
So tell me, this is your first time with the Venceremos Brigade here in Cuba?
Yes, this is my first time with the brigade and also my first time to Cuba.
How you learned about the brigade? How did you get involved?
I work with an organization in New Mexico, an indigenous organization called Pueblo Action Alliance, and we are an ally with another organization called the Southwest Organizing Project. And there are people on the staff that have been involved with the brigade since the 11th contingent. And they expressed to us that there had been a sparse presence of indigenous people within the brigade. And so we're really trying to build solidarity internationally because our communities have experienced a lot of oppression by the U.S. government.
Tell me about it.
In terms of really respecting and exercising our sovereignty and self-determination, we always find that we are constantly in conflict with the U.S. government. The history goes back since first contact of the Spanish colonizers that came to our communities around the 1500s. And since then, we have still been resisting against the settler colonial state within the United States. We are working really hard to raise awareness around our issues because we tend to be one of the most marginalized communities. People do not know that we still exist, and our presence here was really important because Cuba's political system, socialist system, is very much like our communities at home. We're very close. Division of wealth and equity is present, and we want to be able to uplift not just Cuba's story of resistance against the U.S. government, but also our own, so that way we are in true solidarity with each other.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Oh, thank you for being here.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Lena Valverde talking with two young caravanistas from the Brigada Venceremos, the Venceremos Brigade, here in Cuba, celebrating its 50th anniversary, an activity at ECAP, the Cuban Friendship Institute, the other night here in Havana. The 50th anniversary of the Venceremos Brigade, and thanks to all of those brigadistas, 164 on this brigade, who are here now in Cuba.